This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Almost Friday from After Hours. Right now to New Orleans to welcome Mike Sando, longtime NFL insider, now with The Athletic. Not only a Hall of Fame selector, we'll talk about that momentarily, but also cast a vote for the NFL Awards. Mike, what was your reaction to Josh Allen as MVP?
I was surprised. So, you know, when Lamar Jackson won the first team All-Pro quarterback, history had told us that that person would be the MVP if, you know, the quarterback was going to be an MVP. So this is first time in a couple decades, I think, that this has happened. It's just very rare. So I don't know what to make of it. I am one of the voters. I voted for Lamar Jackson as my first team AP All-Pro and as the MVP. So other people flipped those around somehow and had the second All-Pro quarterback, Josh Allen, being the MVP. You tell me, how does that make sense? I don't get it.
What made the difference for you in choosing Lamar as your MVP? Yeah. Would have been back-to-back. Why did you go with him as your vote?
Well, it was very difficult, but I do think that for a lot of the season, he was overcoming really poor support from his defense and special teams. It got better late in the year, but remember, Justin Tucker was missing. He was winning games that you, especially the two against Cincinnati, where, you know, you just don't win those games. They're the hardest to win games when your defense can't stop anyone. You got to be perfect on offense. I thought he did a great job overcoming. Obviously, their schedule was difficult too. So it was close for me. I wouldn't be mad at anybody for picking Josh Allen. I went back and forth, but that's why I leaned towards Lamar Jackson.
Now, the big reveal tonight, in addition to MVP, is the Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The process is all new. So what do fans need to know about what changed for this class?
So they made it harder to get in, basically. And if you remember a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, there was a class, and Deion Sanders kind of complained, like, hey, we need our own wing for the real guys. You know, it was a little bit of a shot at those guys. But there was a year in there where I think any one of those guys could have made it into the Hall of Fame, but they were all might have been the fifth guy most years, you know, and they decided to make it a little bit tougher. And so we had a super small class. We had the smallest possible class. Four is the fewest that possibly could go in. Three modern era. Only three modern era out of the 15 of in that category. Modern era means you've been retired less than 25 years. So the minimum three made it. Okay. And then in the senior coach and contributor category, there was five possible. A maximum of three could make it, a minimum of one. The minimum made it. So they're basically requiring these guys to get 80% of the vote when competing against each other. And so the possibility exists that nobody gets 80% if the votes get split enough. And so if that were to happen, they just take the three leading vote getters in the modern and one leading in the non-modern era players, a coach, contributor, and the seniors, who've been retired a long time, and that's how you get a minimum class of four. So it's possible to have as many as eight. To get only four, you know, is an extreme manifestation of them trying to raise the bar. I don't know if they raised the bar. I think they shrunk the class. I know that. I just don't know if the bar was raised, because if you look at the guys who got in, it wasn't like they were all a bunch of Deion Sanderses, right? I mean, you could have picked three other guys.
Mike Sando is with us from New Orleans, where the NFL honors and the Pro Football Hall of Fame class has just been revealed in the last few hours. He covers the league for The Athletic, and it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. How many do you choose when you get to the final round as voters?
Okay, so when we start with those 15 modern era, we privately vote and reduce down to 10, and then we get to 7. And once we get 7, they say pick 5, okay? So you pick your 5, and then we don't get the results until tonight. And the results from that is anybody with 80% of the votes gets in. And in the absence of 80%, the top three vote getters get in. So we knew who the final 7 were, and we were sworn to secrecy. You know, you can't tell. So at that point, we know that, like, we know the 8 people who didn't get it for sure. You know, we know that. But we're sworn to secrecy, not supposed to tell anybody, and didn't. I believe there was one leak came out this afternoon right before, but for the most part, it was pretty airtight. Then in the other category with the 5, so we had 3 senior players, which would be Jim Tyrer, long ago tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, Maxie Bond, long ago linebacker for the then Washington Redskins, and Sterling Sharp, the great receiver for the Packers, who had his career cut short by an injury, but with a dominant force. Then we had Mike Holmgren as the coach, and Ralph Hay, who was one of the founders of the league, somewhat controversially had beat out Robert Kraft in a subcommittee vote that I'm not on that subcommittee. But anyway, we had those 5. So they say, okay, here's these 5 guys. You pick 3. Okay. And then the same standard applies. If you think about that, 49 voters times 3 votes, there's 147 votes to go around. Each guy needs 80%, 40 votes to make it. So let's just say one guy gets 48 votes. Well, there's a lot fewer votes to go around for the other guys to get 80%, right? If you have to get 40. So let's just say in this case, Sterling Sharp got 48 votes, okay? That leaves a lot fewer votes for anyone else to get to clear that bar to go to the 80% threshold, which is 40 of 49. So we really could have had a case. It could have been like this. What if none of them got 40? What if Sterling Sharp got 39, Mike Holmgren got 38, and then you split the others, you know, however it was? Well, then by default, only one makes it in, the top vote getter, because you're only guaranteed a minimum of one, even though none hit 80%. That would be Sterling Sharp. Holmgren could have been within one vote. Doesn't make it. That's a pretty big consequence to changing the math. And they got what they wanted, which is a smaller class. But I think for people that were hoping for a certain guy would get in, you know, they're left kind of scratching their heads. What they don't tell us publicly is whether and how many got the 80%. As far as anyone knows, Sterling Sharp easily cleared the 80% bar, and he's just as legitimate as anyone else, right? Or those 3 modern era guys, they're not going to come out and say, well, actually, none of these guys got the 80%, so we just took the top 3, right? That's the way the process would be done privately to determine it, but we don't get to see that. So we don't know what percent each guy got. We just know for sure this. No more than 3 modern era hit 80%, and no more than 1 in the other categories hit 80%. We know that for sure because only 4 made it. But it's possible that fewer than that did. It's possible that none of them did.
Right. Wow. It's a lot of secrecy behind this. They're shrouded in mystery, Mike.
Yeah. And I try to, you know, explain as much as I can, because I think what happens when there's mystery, and I understand the privacy part of it, but then people's minds go to work of like, okay, how does this really work? You know, and so I get people that, you know, fear that, hey, if maybe there's someone on the committee who's a strong personality and they're kind of bullying or pressuring others to vote a certain way. That doesn't work. That doesn't happen, because when we actually vote, it's confidential. So since the pandemic, we've had our meetings on Zoom.
Right.
They will give us a link, a private link to vote, and we vote without any of the other voters knowing how we voted. So you're never feeling pressured by somebody. There's no, hey, I'll vote for your guy if you vote for mine, because there's no way to know how anyone voted, right? I think everybody votes how they want to vote. I do believe that. I believe that people do have the best interests at heart, but there's a lot of different opinions. You can find somebody who tonight thinks this whole process is a joke because so-and-so didn't make it, and someone else thinks it's a joke because this other guy didn't make it, right? And the reality is who didn't make it isn't necessarily a repudiation of that person as a candidate. It's the choices that wind up getting made with a numbers game at play that create uncertainty. You know, the Hall wanted to make this more exclusive, but you can't control who's up for the vote.
Right.
So you can reduce the number of people get in. It doesn't mean that the people that get in are all going to be Deion Sanders, right?
Interesting. Mike Sando is with us from New Orleans covering the NFL. He is a Hall of Fame selector. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So just to clarify, then not even those of you who cast votes know how close, say, an Eli Manning was or a Luke Kuechly was.
No, we would only know if they didn't miss the cut to the final seven. We would know that, but we're not supposed to say. That, I think the Hall doesn't want people wondering if they were a unanimous or, you know, I mean, if you get in, you get in. If you don't, you circle back and come in the next year. So
gotcha.
I've been doing this 15 years, probably around there. And sometimes you're super frustrated with how it comes out. You know, you question everything and then you come back the next year and it works out more the way you thought or hoped it would. And you feel like it's restored faith in the process, you know, and you really just got to try to do your best. What I try to do is really bring standards to it, really have an idea and a rhyme or reason to what we're looking for, what we're looking at, try to have criteria that can be applied equally to across different people. But even doing that, there's going to be differences of opinion. And that's just the way it is. There's,
yes.
You know, you're never going to get full agreement. But I think for the most part, the people who get in the Hall of Fame are deserving. In the end, I just tell myself that. If your guy or whoever you thought doesn't get in this year, it doesn't mean that everyone in the Hall of Fame is not worthy or whoever made it. In fact, you can flip it around like this. Okay, who do you want to take out to get your guy in? You know, and that's a harder question.
Well, are you happy with it?
I'm not fully happy with only four getting in. Like, I think that's a little low because I'll give you an example of a couple people. Torrey Holt has been on the verge of this thing for a long time, and I think in a normal class, he would have made it. Should he get in eventually? Probably. Does this just unnecessarily delay it for him? Maybe. But maybe he's not going to make it, right? So that's sort of the new reality here. I thought in the other category, only getting one of the five. I think there was a broad support for more than one. And a lot of people were surprised that only one got it. So it's not about pleasing me or any one voter. I'd probably take another guy in there. But you know, it's just the way that it is, and it'll work out over time, and the best people will get in, hopefully, and we'll move on.
Well, let's hope Deion Sanders is happy.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny, yeah.
Do you really think it was changed because of his public comments?
Well, not necessarily. I'll say this. If he had said the opposite, I don't think it would have been changed, my opinion. If he'd come out and said, wow, incredible class. That's just my personal opinion. You know, I don't think the Hall, I don't speak for the Hall. I don't think the Hall would even necessarily agree with that. And they would know better than me because they have their own processes and their board and all of that. I'm not in the middle of that. I can't say for sure, but that was my perception looking at it was, yeah, some of those complaints were taken to heart. And I think erring on the side of being more selective is probably better than erring on the side of letting in more, you know?
Right. You know. And then, it, as you point out, it's not just about their credentials. It's also about the others who are up for election in that same year. And with this more exclusive process, you can see how people would get squeezed out, at least for a few years. Well, I appreciate you giving us a peek behind the curtain. You can
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Find Mike online at Sando NFL. A lot of years covering the league, now with The Athletic in New Orleans. Thank you so much, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Amy. Have a great night.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.